0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, the host of The Present Truth. And I am been fighting a little cold here, but it's not going to keep me from presenting what I think is important for today's program. Yesterday, I talked to the audience about chimeras, talked about the contamination of the DNA of Adam, mankind, through vaccinations and what the vaccinations have done genetically to people. They are now GMO organisms. The people that have taken the vaccinations, it's very difficult to talk about this because I have family, friends that have had these vaccinations, and it's hard to present to them that it is going to and is presently changing the DNA in their systems. And with male and female, with the husband-wife team, both of the DNA strands are being destroyed. There are properties that are being added to the DNA that are making them less human and more of a chimera. In other words, human plus whatever has been put in these vaccinations, be it parasites, hydras, graphene, and what has happened is there's a contamination of the genetic line of Adam. It's a foreign substance, non-human DNA, and the DNA line of Adam was contaminated once before in mankind's history, and that was during the time of Noah. It was a time in which fallen angels came into the world and mated with daughters of men, and they had offspring. The offspring were children that were partially angel, angelic, and human. It was documented for mankind in Greek mythology. It wasn't a myth. Now, I've done programs in the past taking clinical evidence of what these genetic, those working with genetics, those in these labs, what they have done taking Neanderthal and Nephilim DNA from these dead creatures and splicing it and going back and taking this genetic structure and bringing it back to life. And they have been placing this contamination in batches of vaccinations or these vaccines that are being used to inoculate mankind from the COVID virus. And in these vaccinations, you have what they call hydras, parasites, strands of rubber band-like substances in the blood clots, in the arteries of deceased individuals, living foreign substances, nanobots, graphene oxide, man-made engineered properties. Hold on just a second. Man-made engineered properties and common, and the common denominator is this is all designed to destroy any creature that was created in the image of God. Forget the elephants and the ants. They don't have the capability to house the Holy Spirit of God in their bodies. Only mankind does. As dark as you think this may be, it gets even darker. Now, I have been reading an article also, and there was in the last century, there was a man by the name of Rudolf Steiner. He was an occultist, involved in the occult, magic, not a Christian, very spiritual, and of course, New Agers, people involved in the occult, anti-Christ religions, they do have spiritual insight. And when we get back, I will present to you the this spiritist said about the person. The person who with love you is that.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at
scarlet when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you.
Okay, now where I'm heading with this is I came from a position yesterday reading an article. I had to transcribe it by hand, which takes a little while, but I enjoyed it. And it was an article that was in beforeitsnews.com, Soul Ripping from the Body as a Vaccine Advance Effect. And it was a interview with Dr. Arianna Love and Stu Peters on the Stu Peters Show. And I'm going to just read briefly portions of what I'd read yesterday so I can, some of you in the audience are not, did not listen to that program. But I'll lay down this foundation. In these vaccinations, there are hydras. They're very small. They aren't a simple, they are not a single celled organism. This is what Stu Peterson is asking Arianna Love. He says they're several millimeters in length. So how exactly are these sayings rewriting people's DNA? So he's asking her, how is the DNA in the people that have been vaxxed? How is your DNA being rewritten? Arianna Love, the embryos are double-celled organisms, and that's what they are, and that's what they transfect. So if you're going to have children, the embryo is going to be the target of transfection. And they grow into a larger size and they multiply in the body. When they come into contact with graphene oxide, with this contact, they multiply rapidly. They are using technology called CRISPR-Cas9 and BLAST and a process called electroportation, using electrolytes on a programmable gold nanobot. This is how they're targeting the cell organelles of the nuclei. Stu Peters, who's manufacturing these gold nanobots? Arianna Love, I don't know. I can look into that a bit more. But I do know who funded it. Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Health, and DARPA. Stu Peters. So, Fauci is funding the production of these nanobots, gold nanobots. Is it the main purpose of an, isn't it the main purpose of an electrode to conduct electricity? How is it is rewriting DNA? Arianna Love, I'm not a scientist, so the actual process of transfection was a bit hard for me to grasp, but I somehow managed to get this far. One of the things he says, let's see here. One of the things that is really important that needs to be mentioned, and that is this. These studies, I have found that they are targeting nerve cells and embryonic cells in humans. This is why we are seeing neurodegenerative and autoimmune reactions to the vax, which is prions. But they're also targeting embryonic cells in the testes and the ovaries. You're going to reproduce? Perfect. Target the embryos in the testes and the ovaries, which means they are transfecting and cloning the offspring of the vaxxed as well. So this means they are producing new hybrid species using humans. Two Peters. So if Tom is vaccinated and he procreates with Jane and they have a child that is a child, that child is not human. Ariana Love, right. They are gene silencing. They are turning off certain genetics that they don't want on the human and programming and encoding a new genetics that they do want there. They're also wiring a new brain and a new nervous system in humans and the third strand to the DNA. I have an article here on they're adding third strands to the DNA. They're taking the 2.0 organic human and transfecting it to 3.0 hybrid. So then she goes on to say that it's just a weapon. It's a weapon system. They're under, and we are under biological attack. We have no option but to resist. And the people, now here Ariana Love states something very important, and I'm going to proceed in this direction with the rest of the program. The people who are vaxxed have a moral obligation not to produce any offspring because their kids are not humans. They do not carry the God-given genetics that humans have, and they will be a new species. I read this and things began to fit biblically, from a biblical point of view. We're at the end of the world. The world is not going to last. I'm telling you, this here, just in itself, is now going to bring the wrath of God upon mankind, especially these Satanists who have, through opening doors, using CERN and other occult means, into a dimension that they were never allowed to obtain information from. Because they are doing this, they are bringing judgment, firstly, to the world, to the whole world. This is not a continent. It's not a race. It's not a region. It is to the whole world. They have opened Pandora's box. You can kill people with nuclear bombs all day long. They're going to survive. You can starve. If you want to starve the whole world, you cannot starve the whole world. You can use electromagnetic weapons. You're not going to annihilate man that way. This is the ultimate tool from Satan's realm to destroy mankind. This is the ultimate tool right here. There is no more powerful tool than this. Vaccinate the whole world, every person, individual, male and female, that is capable of reproducing. You destroy their genetic structure. You make them a GMO person with a DNA that is not perfect, that was created in Adam when God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, and you contaminate and destroy the DNA And what you do is through their offspring, you completely destroy. They're not creating after their kind anymore. And she says here again, I'm going to read it. This is going to be difficult for anybody. I have been talking to the Christian community that I address on during the weekend, and I have mentioned that Christians, with as difficult as the world is today, had better really consider having children, because the way that the pedophiles, the governments of this world, the laws that are in place, your children do not belong to you. And now this exacerbates it by 1 million right here, that thought. The people who are vaxxed have a moral obligation not to produce any offspring, because their kids are not human. They do not carry the God-given genetics that humans have, and they will become a new species. They can mix and match with the luciferic and a 24 through round the clock at any time during the day. They can track and trace these humans, the genetically modified humans. If you've received the vaccination, your only hope in the future is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, is God Himself. Humans are genetically modified. Now, they can upgrade and upregulate and downregulate genetics externally at will. They can change people's genetic code using the internet. We've been hearing about this through some of the Bill Gates technology. This is not a joke. So people that have been vaccinated, your children, which you're going to give birth to, mothers, is not going to be pure human. This is difficult, but this is exactly what Jesus Christ said would happen at the end of the world. He said this 1900 plus years ago. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Whatever happened at that time with Noah has happened again today. They tampered with the genetic code, the DNA of Adam, and only 8 souls made it through the flood on the ark with the pure genetic code, which we are still, which is still existing today. But they're going to continue a second time. Satan will try a second time to destroy the genetic code of Adam. As diseased as mankind is prior to what has been happening in the last 100 years, the DNA of Adam is still able to fight off anything that comes in naturally through the environment. Yes, there may be those that a percentage of mankind that will die, but eventually they'll build up an immunity naturally to whatever comes in through the world through just natural means. But what's coming into the world in an unnatural way through science and technology science and the research projects in these labs, no. That is a different thing. But so now with that, with these GMO non-human children, now the questions begin. When I get back, I'm going to present you questions. You're going to have to look at that.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC. And I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
To my points on these chimeras, I'm going to read something quickly. This vaccination is dual. I mean, there are many facets to it. One of the facets also to it is to destroy your spirituality and your belief in the invisible, your belief in God or staying spiritual. You don't believe this? Rudolf Steiner, 100 years ago. He says, Steiner may be one of the most important culture figures who's unknown to the very well-informed. For those who do know of him, he is among the most penetrating practice practical and far-reaching researcher thinkers of the last 1,000 years. He wrote something very interesting in the early 1900s about how in the future they would develop a vaccine that would destroy your spirituality. A vaccine that would destroy your spirituality. Now here, from the Hal Turner Show, September 20, 2020. The AstraZeneca, after a trial, this person had been vaccinated, and the volunteer who had been vaccinated started, I heard that she started shouting, "They've killed God. I can't feel God anymore. My soul is dead." And immediately, AstraZeneca quit using this vaccine. So Rudolf Steiner. In the future, they will develop a vaccine that would destroy your spirituality. He says that with the guidance of the spirits of darkness, they will work against the world, and it will be by physical means. I've told you that the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts. Is this incredible? The spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts, in whom they will be dwelling, to find a vaccine that will drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls, when they are still very young. And this will happen in a roundabout way to the living body. So he points out, he makes it clear, that these spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts. And who are these spirits of darkness controlling? Who have they inspired? We know their names. The people that have put this together. Bill Gates. Bill Gates of hell. He's at the top. I want to tell you something spiritual. From a spiritual perspective. In the world. In the Bible. There would be one individual that would be the most powerful witch ever in the history of mankind. And initially it was Jezebel, Ahab's wife. But at the end of the world, we have someone that is even more powerful in the occult than any other human that has ever existed. I believe it's Hillary Clinton. In the world, there would be an individual, a male, that would be the most powerful occult person ever to live. We know him in the Old Testament or the New Testament as Antichrist, the most powerful Satanist ever, the highest priest ever in the occult. I believe that person is Barack Obama. There will be also a second most powerful individual that has ever existed. And you would think it would be Judas Iscariot in the occult. Judas Iscariot was in the occult. Satan entered into him. But in our time, there will be two individuals, Antichrist and a false prophet. The most powerful occult individuals, males, ever. I believe the second person is Bill Gates. Right next to him, you could say possibly Anthony Fauci or Klaus Schwab, but that's irrelevant. I feel the top two I've just mentioned, we'll just stay with that. Now, as Rudolf Steiner was saying, the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts, in whom they will be dwelling, to find a vaccine that will drive all inclination towards spirituality out of the people's souls when they are still very young. What are they doing with the children? Even through vaccines. And here I read you out of the Hal Turner show, a woman who shouts, "They killed God. I can't feel God. My soul is dead." You in this audience, you can't fool with Satan. You can't fool believing that you're going to be protected and you're untouchable. No, we are in the most spiritual time ever in the history of mankind. There's never been a more spiritual time than now. There's going to be, mankind is going to witness two great spiritual forces in the world: the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of heaven. The children of the devil and the children of God, the true children of God, those who are truly born again, truly obedient and yielding to Christ. And this war is taking place. And the children of the devil, their main target is all of mankind, yes. Every man, woman, and child created in the image of God, yes. Israel as a nation, as a people of God, yes. But the children of the devil, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, that whole group, their main target has been Christians, born again Christians that know their God. I'll be back. The present podcast, we'll be right back.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the US, back in the
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Rudolf Steiner continues. He says that today's bodies are vaccinated maybe against one thing or another. In the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance which will be certainly will be able to produce, and this will make them immune so that they do not develop foolish inclinations toward or connected with spirituality. They do not want you to have God consciousness. And then Steiner one more time says that the whole trend goes in the this direction, where a way will finally be found to vaccinate the body so that this body will not allow the inclination towards spiritual ideas to develop. Excuse me. Everything is moving. Everything that this vaccination, the direction it was created to destroy spirituality, the concept, the consciousness of God. And they're pretty effective. And they don't need it. You look at the world today, how anti-God societies internationally are against God and His Savior Son and the Holy Spirit. This is a time where if you are inclined to the occult, inclined to darkness, you better repent. You better repent. You better have a change of thinking, because you are going to go through hell. These Satanists are planning to take the world through hell. But I want to tell you Satanists something. In the Bible, God says to those that harass God's children, you're going to get tribulation. And the hell that you're creating on man, on the earth for mankind, you are going to go through that same hell. Don't think you're going to escape. You're not. The Apostle Paul says you're not. You're going to suffer from this point until the end, just like you're causing suffering for everyone else. Now, with these chimeras, with these non-human creatures, with these children, do these creatures have a human spirit? Adam, anybody created in the image of Adam, in the image of God, through Adam, does have a human spirit. The way God created Adam and Eve, upon conception, the embryo will be not only a body and a soul, but that embryo will also have an ability, and which would be unique to mankind, only a human spirit. There was a French scientist, philosopher, Pascal, I think in the 1700s, he stated, he found, inside, quote, inside every human, there is a God-shaped vacuum created to contain the Spirit of God only. Pascal stated that. So inside of everybody listening, you have a vacuum. If you're not born again, you have a vacuum that is there waiting for you to receive Jesus Christ so you can be born again and have eternal life and be forgiven. Now, do these creatures, do they have a conscience? They do have consciousness, but my question is, do they have a conscience? Do they know right from wrong, good or evil, or are they like a dog, knowing that they can be rewarded or punished? And these things, remember, they don't have the mind of a dog. They have a mind that is probably more brilliant than most individuals. I was reading this article about these creatures that they found in Ukraine that have been genetically modified. And upon birth, their necks are strong enough to keep their heads upright. Immediately out of the womb, they begin to look around and memorize their environment, memorize who's holding them, what their environment is like. They're already they're having sensory shock because they're seeing, smelling, hearing these things. Do they have a soul? And then the people that care for them, they have affection. Oh, this is a little creature of God. Well, it appears to be human, but it's not human. So do they know right from wrong, good or evil, or are they just aware of punishment or reward? Do they have a consciousness of God? Or do they have a consciousness of God's other spiritual things? Do they have a sense of worship? Do they sense that they need to reverence something? Or do they reverence themselves, maybe? Now, because these things are altered and cannot be scientifically categorized as human, only human-like, they can't be put in the category of human. They're only human-like, containing human DNA. But still, they're going to be classified as containing human DNA. Will they gravitate as a species to see themselves as superior to humans? Because they age, and they're strong already out of the womb. This is one of the traits of Nephilim when they were born. Very strong already right out of the womb. We'll be back in a second. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. We'll be back.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
I like guns.
The P.E. Gun Show, July 16th and 17th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Guns. I like guns.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Every life we have some.
Okay. You know, I'm going to read a verse out of Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. And we that are believers, we have to be the children of our Father, which is in heaven. We've been asked and required to be the children, His children. He's our Father in heaven. And we're asked to be His children. And our God sends, he causes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. We don't get it all. They also get the sun, the evil people doers. They are allowed to have the sun rise upon them every morning and on the good. And God sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. So the rain is to fall upon the just as well as the unjust. But the evil and the unjust, they put a claim to everything, denying mankind their portion. But they don't get it all. The Bible says they don't get it all. Anthony Fauci, these men, this whole company of evil people in the world today, they forget Ecclesiastes 9:11. The race isn't to the swift, isn't always to the swift. The battle isn't always to the strong. They think they're strong. God says at the end of that verse, he says, but one thing happens to them all. You're going to be punished. The good are going to be punished. The bad are going to be punished. Good and evil happens to them all. So, maybe they hold the high table right now, but there's a higher table. And that higher table is sending directions to the command of God. And in the Psalms chapter 2, God is sitting in the throne in his heaven. He's laughing. These people hate God. They want to overthrow God. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh. Yes, the world is going to go through a hard time. Christ said it would happen. But Christ also said, for those who receive him, there will be help in this time and eternal life. We don't know what these creatures, we don't know. I had another thought here, that are they going to desire to assimilate into the human world as we know it until eventually, or will they refuse to? Eventually, they're going to outnumber humanity as we know it. The pure genetic code of Adam, of mankind, is already contaminated. How many people internationally have taken this vaccination? A billion? A billion out of seven? One out of seven? Already contaminated? And of that billion, how many males, how many females, how many of childbearing age? Every year, from this point forward to Christ's return, there will be creatures born. I'm going to talk to you now about the impact of the present truth. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless. And we're going to see.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.